Welcome back. You're listening to Across the Border. It's our Prophecy Reality Edition, and we're doing the news, Prophecy Reality News here for the first hour. Second hour, we're going to jump into, what was I going to talk about? Something else, anyway. You'll want to stick around for that. I believe it was replacement theology. Yeah, that's it. One of my pet peeves. And I have my own replacement theology. If they want to accuse me of replacement theology, well, I've kind of made up my own replacement theology, and it's pretty easy to understand. But we'll get to that in the next hour. And if you've ever been accused of adhering to replacement theology, you might even have something to say about it. Okay, we are talking about the three Californias. The initiative to break up the state may be on the ballot in November. Remember a few years back I did a show on the six Californias initiative. I think the three Californias might be a little more doable. Yeah, I think so. And anyway, let's take a look at this. I'm going to put this on the screen here and let all of you look at it. Three Californias. The initiative to break up the state may be on the ballot in November. Boy, I might be tempted to go down and register to vote just for that. Yeah. But anyway, so if you're a voter and you're listening to this show, please, in California, vote for the Three Californias Initiative. Because I'm looking at the map and I'm kind of liking it already. It'll probably help quite a bit. But anyway, they have it here on the CNN website. Let's see. California, as is, number one in population, number nine per capita. What is the per capita? Number nine per capita income or something like that? No, I don't know what that means. What does it say? Well, the breakup count gained nearly double. I don't know what the per capita what is. It's probably population. Nah, I don't know. Don't know what that means. Number 30 per capita. Okay. Should the country's most populous state be split into three separate states, California voters might be able to make that decision this fall. Local venture capital's proposal to break up California, Cal 3, gained nearly double the necessary signatures to get it on the ballot in November. So that's how people are interested. That's double, easily double the necessary signatures. So I guess they'd have to throw more than half away to keep it off the ballot, which will allow state voters to decide on the partition. Tim Draper announced Thursday his initiative gotten more than 600,000 signatures from registered voters across all of the 58 counties, surpassing the 365,000 signatures required by state law. This is an unprecedented show of support on behalf of every corner of California to create three state governments that emphasize representation, responsiveness, reliability, and regional identity. How could this help California? That's the question there. According to the proposal, according to the proposal, first announced in November, this will solve California's most pressing issues, including the state's failing school systems, high taxes, deteriorating infrastructure, and strained government. Draper explained that the partition California three states would empower regional communities to make better and more sensible decisions for their citizens. And I think it's a no-brainer for everyone, except the people in power in the state of California. Of course, it's an opportunity for them to, you know, consolidate their power in their area, I guess. To create three states from a standing start, you get all the benefits of knowing all the things that worked in the past and all the things that could work in the future, and you get to eliminate all the baggage you got in the state. Draper said in his conference Thursday night at Draper University, when you get together, you start something fresh, you have a new way to look at it and create better things, he says. Three smaller states, here we go. He suggested California citizens would be better served by three smaller state governments while preserving the historic boundaries of the various counties, cities, and towns. California, this will be considered the new state, which includes Los Angeles, Ventura, Santa Barbara, Santa Luz Obispo, Monterey, and San Benito counties. And that's this one here. The new state would be California. Okay, it's little it's little in size. It will be the number eighth most populous state in the country. Yeah. And, right now, California, that's what the number is most, I don't know what the per capita is, but we'll get there. So San Diego, Southern California, which I live over here in the Southern Sierra foothills here. And I like the map because this is mostly rural. And, so I like that a lot better. San Diego, San Bernardino, Orange, Riverside, Mono, Madera, Inyo, Tulare, Fresno, Kings, Kern, and Imperial counties. Northern California, this would include the Bay Area. They can keep it. San Francisco and Sacramento are going together. They belong together. But I don't know why they have to be in my business down here. And that's pretty much the feeling of everybody. This would include the Bay Area and 31 remaining counties north of Sacramento. So I'm liking it already. I hope it happens. Let's break it up. Let's break it in pieces. Let's trample it down in pieces. Okay, so we have California as it sets, 39.5 million people, the number one most populous state in the country. Economy, $54,000 per capita income. That's if you spread the income over everybody. Number nine highest per capita in the nation. Okay. So that means that there are eight states with a higher per capita income than California has right now. Okay. So Northern California, 63,000 per capita. They'll be the number two highest per capita after the split. Okay. New California will be the 12th highest, 12.3 million people. So they're kind of splitting it pretty much evenly along the population lines. The smallest will be New California here. Their economy is pretty great. I'll probably visit New California once in a while, maybe. Nice place to go see the ocean anyway, if you're into that sort of thing. Let's see, South California will be the 30 highest per capita income. The economy is $45,000 per capita. So the lowest of all, that's where I live in the lowest area of the state because we don't have Los Angeles, which will be in New California, which is here in Los Angeles in this area here. And of course, San Francisco and Sacramento are up here. So we have the smaller, big cities like Fresno and Bakersfield and San Bernardino. Yeah. Those would be in, South California. So, I like it. Let's do it, man. Draper says Cal 3 will deliver the 60,000 signatures to the Secretary of State next week, and the signatures will then have to be vetted and approved. CNN reached out to Secretary of State Alex Padilla, but he refused to comment until he receives the signatures. If the measure is approved by voters, the governor will transfer the notice of state approval to Congress, which will vote to ratify the creation of the new three-state structure. And all I can say, I'm going to even say hallelujah. Okay. Constitutional lawyer professor Jonathan Turley told CNN that congressional approval is not impossible, but not likely to happen as Democrats could feel they have too much to lose. Okay, well, Democrats feel that. Aren't the Republicans in control? Well, we'll see. I mean, because if California passes that, which is mostly Democrats, then are they going to go against their own constituents? Probably, maybe. Who knows? Probably don't care. As long as they keep feeding them Socialist Security and other welfare benefits, As long as they keep the people feeding at the trough of public funds, or I should say reallocated or redistributed funds from their state-sponsored theft, I guess the people will let them do whatever they want. That's the way it seems to be. Anyway, Draper backed a proposal to turn California into six states in 2014, but it failed to get the required number of signatures to qualify, and the measure was not presented to voters in the 2016 polls. So, yeah, that was the last one. So three states may be more doable, yeah, than six states, six Californias. Anyway, so there you have it. I'm all for it. But who cares what I think, right? Yeah, that's right. Who cares what I think? Hey, we got a couple more people in the chat room. Say shout out to Dale there. And, one more person. Says, that's my license plate. Oh, I don't know what that means. But 911. Okay, well, you can call in any time if anyone would like to. Okay, well, let's see what else we got in the news. So that's the three California thing. I'm hoping that's find that a little bit exciting to have things shaken up over here and get away from Governor Moonbeam and Los Angeles. Yeah, the big cities, man. The three big cities, Los Angeles, metro area, Sacramento, and the Bay Area with San Francisco. They can keep all their ideas to themselves, hopefully. Yeah, their poison has spread already, even to the new South California. Okay, let's see, what else do we have here? I must have some other news to fill out this. Okay, let's see. Got a few headlines here. J.D. Greer lists six priorities he'll focus on as SBC president. So that's been in the news a lot. The Southern Baptist Convention, and the guy that got bad-mouthed, and so they got a new guy up there. And I guess Southern Baptist is a pretty big denomination in America. And most people, Baptists I've met, seem to be pretty good people. They usually stick to the Bible, but they're pretty much far and wide dispensationalists. So they've definitely bought into the Jesuit lie. Yeah. And anyway, that's what happens. What can you do? Let's see. America's Got Talent winner found dead while gearing up to release uplifting album. Okay. Alabama Supreme Court judge can publicly criticize gay marriage legal victories. Court rules. So, the Gettys share one thing churches can do in a world where meaningful discourse is almost dead. No, not going to look into that. God's not dead too. How to watch. Oh, those are sponsored articles. Okay, we won't go there then. Perry Noble. I have no idea who Perry Noble is. Pastor at Second Chance Church and formerly of New Spring Church in South Carolina. Responds to celebrity suicides. Urges people not to give lectures on hell. I don't know. I think you're blowing it there, Perry Noble. Because if people were afraid of going to hell, perhaps they would think twice about committing suicide. So I don't know, man. The guy kinda with his little beanie on here. Let me put the picture on the screen for you so you can see this guy with his little beanie on. I don't know, man. Is he trying to be, kinda looks Catholic to me. Maybe he is, yeah, that is very Jesuitical. Urges people not to give lectures on hell. Maybe they need a few more lectures on hell. I'll tell you, I'd think more than twice about taking my life if I just heard a lecture on hell, because I'd be thinking, man, if I kill myself, I'm going to go there. No way, dude. because committing suicide sure ain't a ticket to heaven, is it? Yeah, well, God's going to say, oh, man, sorry you couldn't take it here. Come on into heaven. You killed yourself. You despise what the life that I gave you so much that you deserve to go to heaven. I don't think so, man. Perry Noble needs to be kicked out of his church, run out, on a rail or something. Either that or he needs to repent of that nonsense. Urges people not to give lectures on hell. Yeah. What are you going to do? Black that out in your Bible there, Perry Noble? Huh? Just get out your black magic marker and start blacking out everywhere Jesus gives a lecture on hell. Cause he gave quite a few of them. That's right. Yeah. Give more lectures on hell. See, I think more than 45,000 people, age 10 and over, committed suicide in the United States. And they're worried about a few shootings by people with guns, by idiots with guns, because they're out there too. But they ain't killed no 45,000 people. What's wrong with this country? See, there's judgment on America because America is embracing of everything evil, pornography and gender confusion and all of this nonsense. And it just goes on and on and on, and the theft and the covetousness that is institutionalized by the government. And everybody thinks it's great and it's good now. They expect it. They think it's all right. Well, I used to think it was all right too until I read my Bible for myself. Stopped listening to preachers like Perry Noble and the Southern Baptists. And I started reading my Bible and learning about history. And I realized that even government-sponsored theft is a violation of God's law. And if you participate in it, you are a thief. You are practicing covetousness. Okay. See, let's see. His response to recent calling on is close to taking his own life. Well, you weren't close to taking your own life because someone gave a lecture on hell. Oh my God. There's a hell. I think I'll kill myself. That doesn't make any sense at all. Yes, that's something only a Jesuit would say. Someone who loves death would say and wants more people in hell would tell you not to lecture on it. So you want people to lecture on it. You want people to know that there is a hell. There is retribution for sin, and especially for the sin of murder, and that includes self-murder, because that's what it is. Murder and suicides, they go together. You hear about it all the time, murder-suicides. Because murder is murder. You're going to murder yourself. It's just as easy to murder your neighbor or your family or whoever. It's the same sin. Okay, someone else goes, let's see. Pastors aren't substitutes for therapists. Suicide survivor apostle Brian Meadows says. Suicide survivor apostle. I'm the apostle of suicide survivors. Yes, sounds like a canonized saint. The patron saint of suicide survivors. CNN's authority, Anthony Bourdain, dead by suicide. President Trump sends condolences. Okay, well, that's another article here. Let's see. We're teaching children lies. Hollywood actress takes on evolution, education, and more. Of course, that's actress Sam Sorbo. Her husband is, what's his name, first name? I forget. The guy who played in, famous actor, but he played in the God's Not Dead. He was the professor, her husband. Forget his name. Yeah. Yeah, I really keep up on my actors and actresses here. I don't care. They're just people. If they do a good job, I might like it, you know. But I don't hold up people as like little gods or something like they do in the world there. Here's another article. What does God look like? Almighty viewed differently based on demographics, politics, researchers find. While just over 70% of Americans identify as Christians, how they view God's appearance varies according to the demographics, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? What does God look like? All I can tell you is what the Bible says, so read it for yourself. See, Southern Baptists reject motion to disinvite Vice President Pence. Yes, can you believe there was a motion? Trump, Kim Jong-un meet. We already did that in the first hour. And I guess there's not really a whole lot more going on that Beth Moore, churches investigating abuse of women must have female advocate. Yes, there's that article. And it goes on and on. Andrew Garfield tells Christian bakers, bake a cake for everyone. Bake a cake for everyone? Yeah. Good advice. Bake a cake for everyone. How about sell your cake to everyone? Anyone who wants to buy your cake, is sell it to them. But that doesn't mean you have to write words. Yeah, write words that you don't agree with. Oh, here we go. Let's see. Bible translator killed. House burned down. Huge disruption to Bible projects in Cameroon exists. So we need to pray for our missionaries that are doing Bible translations in other countries. Yeah, we still have missionaries out there. The gospel is still going to the world. The Word of God is still traveling the world on the wings of angels here. Yep, so much apostasy. Christian couple in Morocco fight for right to marry in Muslim-majority country. Ireland Presbyterian Church says same-sex couples can't be members. Children won't be baptized. Okay, yeah, put your foot down there. Witchcraft symbols, Satan rants in church. Violence rising against UK Christian clergy, experts say. Yeah, they are becoming a minority, aren't they? Prayers requested for Heidi Baker's ministry. There's an apostate if I ever seen one in my life. Under threat from terrorists. Yeah, the millionaire ministers, the millionaire missionaries, that's what I call them. There's a whole club of them over there running around the world getting rich. James Martin speak on churches supporting LGBT people at World Meeting of Families. Yes, it gets worse and worse and more apostate all the time. And, you know, this just proves our Bible prophecy is real. And I've done many segments on the three frogs of the book of Revelation that were released upon the sixth seal. Yeah, and that they go out through the earth planting, croaking and croaking and getting louder and louder. You can beat the bushes and to try to shut them up, but they always come back and they never stop. Evil never rests. It never gives up. Whereas good people, well, they fight evil and then they think they won. And next thing you know, the evil is back twice as strong because the evil never gives up. Okay, well, you're listening to Across the Border, my Prophecy Reality Edition. And I have a website. It's crosstheborder.org. Make sure you go there. Subscribe to my blog. You can support this broadcast or First Amendment Radio. Also, I am the owner, president, CEO, bottle washer, cook, janitor of firstamendmentradio.com or First Amendment Radio Network. So you can support us there. We have a lot of good programs, and hopefully you're taking advantage of that. And don't forget about our Prophecy Reality News app. Get that on your smartphone device, and you can listen to First Amendment Radio anywhere you are. I got a 64 kilobit stream there. I was thinking about reducing it to 34 kilobits. I don't know. Anyone listening, let me know what you think, because I have a limited data plan, and I keep running it over because I use my cell phone to monitor, and I don't listen all the time, but just when I'm like outside working on projects or riding my bike or whatever. Anyway, I want to thank everyone for listening. Stick around. And when we come back in our next segment, we're going to talk about replacement theology. So you don't want to miss that. We'll see you in a little bit. Don't go anywhere. The book of Revelation says, the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. This is at the very heart of FirstAmendmentRadio.com. In that spirit, we have created the Prophecy Reality News app for all of your mobile devices, streaming First Amendment Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, available for your Apple, Android device, and smartphone absolutely free. Get the Prophecy Reality News app installed today so you can listen to First Amendment Radio wherever you are. The Prophecy Reality News app. Get it now.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled, When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org. When it comes to prophecy today, much of the evangelical Christian world has their eyes on Israel, waiting and watching to see when the Third Temple will begin to be built. The plans are drawn, the Jewish people are eager. Most evangelical Christians today believe that the rapture will happen before the Third Temple is built. Hi, I'm Michael Eugene. I was taught that Daniel's 70th week was in the future. Is that really what the Bible teaches? Have we searched the scriptures and found this to be true? Why is it so important for a reestablished Israel to build a third temple in Jerusalem? Is it necessary to build a temple on the same location already occupied by the Dome of the Rock? Is it necessary for sacrifices to take place in the temple on Temple Mount? Is there really a rapture followed by 7 years of tribulation? What is the New Testament temple? Can we identify history and prophecy? Who is the first beast in Revelation chapter 13? Who are the seven kings in Revelation 17? I have asked all these questions, and I have found Nicholas Arthur's new book, When the Third Temple is Built, answers all these questions and more, using Scripture to interpret Scripture. The Bible says that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Nicholas shows us in his new book, When the Third Temple is Built, how the Bible interprets prophecy and not man's private interpretation. Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled, When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org.